The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello and welcome to The Odd Pod, another rambling of idiocy for a Tuesday. Wetherspoons are taking advantage of a loophole in the law after submitting their cask beers to the Gardening and Horticultural Association for reclassification as weed killer. The GHA has a robust 21-point checking system for which substances are required to show positive for at least 13 markers. However, Wetherspoons products breeze through the tests, with many beverages scoring 15 to 18, and thus now could be legally considered as weed-killing products. Spokesman for Wetherspoons, Simon Williams, said, "We're thrilled to be able to reopen and take our business in this exciting new direction. Many of our customers are keen gardeners. Well, they certainly look like they slept on an allotment, so we expect they'll be embracing our new business model. If anyone's worried about our commitment to becoming a leading garden centre, rest assured we're also in the process of getting some of our brunch items approved as composts." Wetherspoons intends to sell their full-range weed killers in open-top glass receptacles at a volume of 1 pint, and customers will find there's no limit on the volume of weed killer anyone can purchase during a visit. Williams went on, "The plants in our beer gardens have become particularly unruly during the lockdown, and with nobody to maintain them or keep the weeds in check, they're in need of attention. So if our customers would like to adopt a community spirit, we'd like to invite them to take their weed killer outside, and when they come back in with an empty container, we'll simply assume they've been out there helping us tackle our weed problem and offer them a refill."
The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.